So today, little Amal is arriving in Dover. She's a 9.5-year-old Syrian refugee child. She's become separated from her mother, and she's looking for her. And she's been traveling from the border of Syria and Turkey through Europe, along the sort of ancient pilgrim routes and refugee routes, and traveling through lots of towns and cities. And in each of the towns and cities, there are welcome events that are being put on for her. And tonight, she arrives in Dover at 6 o'clock, and she will find 500 star lanterns held by children in Pencester Gardens waiting for her. We've been making lanterns with children from across Dover, and we have some amazing chandeliers as well, created by the Dover Technical College. So 6:15, the procession will lead off from Pencester with Amal, and it will take her up to Dover Castle. So we'll come through the High Street, through sort of Dover Town Centre and Market Square, so everyone can come out and see her. And then we're going to walk up to the castle. And at the castle, there is an incredible lighthouse sculpture that's being created by Syrian artist duo UV Lab. And they've created this amazing lighthouse of waste wood, and it will be illuminated by the sort of act of all the lanterns arriving with Amar.
What is the aim ultimately here? You obviously a Dover, a particularly significant place, because often we do have asylum seekers who cross the channel and they arrive on the coast, they arrive in Dover.
Exactly, yeah. So the whole project is created by The Walk and Good Chance Theatre, and it's to raise awareness of the plight of refugee children across the world. And they're doing something really, I think, really clever, really beautiful, in that they're sort of, rather than looking at it with the statistics and with news, they're sort of bringing it down to narrative and performance and stories, and the story of the individual. So instead of looking at this as an issue, you look at it from the point of view of one child and her experience. And yeah, I mean, we wanted to do this because Dover gets a lot of bad press. It gets a lot of sort of negative negative news about asylum, people seeking asylum and people crossing the channel. And so we wanted to, and Good Chance want to bring a sort of more positive, sort of wider view of people seeking asylum and refugees, and the sort of positives they can bring to communities and help build communities. And Amal is this incredible puppet. She's 3.5 meters tall, and she's been created by the very famous Handspring Puppetry Company from South Africa, and they created the Warhorse puppet for the National Theatre. So, she's a really incredible, amazing sort of ambassador, really, to bring everyone out into the streets. And we wanted to sort of, show the Dover welcome and show how friendly Dover is.